Our first day in Darwin, up in NT, Jem and I went down the street and had a great feed at, where did we go? We went to one of the pubs that was down there and just had a beautiful feed of fish and chips. Always get fish of the day in Northern Territory.
Yeah, they say. Usually, they say the,
it's going to be really good.
The fish.
So I was having battered barra.
Barramundi.
I'd walked off the plane, straight off the plane to go get this feed. You know, we were all pretty hungry.
Yeah.
And then walked out of that place and we were going down the main drag and then we stumbled across Crocosaurus Cove. Crocosaurus Cove is like a reptile reserve, you know. It's got all these amazing exhibits that you can go see. They've got everything from frogs to snakes to crocs. And their main attraction is, you know, you go into the big Perspex, you know, acrylic cage and you're lowered in by a crane into the water with a croc and they feed the crocs in front of you.
Yeah, it's a good experience, all right.
You know, it's pretty, it looks pretty good.
Huh.
And
you pay for that, do you?
Okay, so to get this, we were walking straight in. There was no one to be seen at the front of the shop. So I just went, oh, no, it's just in through here. We'll go have a look. And I'd seen it about 4 or 5 years beforehand, maybe 6 years beforehand, when I went up to Darwin previously. And I thought you could always just see it from the street and, you know, you just go and enjoy it. So we walked through the clicky gate. The gate didn't lock on us. Yeah, yeah, the little clicky gate. What are they called?
Turnstile.
Turnstile, that's them. Walked through the turnstile and click, click, we were through.
Mm-hmm.
Jem and I were sitting under a 4.5 meter crocodile within seconds and just absolutely amazed. The water was so clear that they have their...
So you're in this, so in a...
We weren't in the thing swimming with the crocs.
Oh, so it's just like a...
You can actually experience it. It's like a zoo.
Oh, okay.
So we were...
It's like a big aquarium.
It was. Yeah. It was. So we were seeing barra that was over a metre long, these barramundi.
They don't look that big when you cook them.
No, they don't.
They shrivel.
You lose a bit.
You do lose a bit.
And so we're blown away by the size of the fish, the size of the crocs. Jem and I are looking at each other going, this is just unreal. Like... You know, amazing government incentive it is, you know, to see a little taste of Northern Territory and, you know, you've just gotten off the plane practically. And then we went into the snake room and we saw the King Brown snake. We saw an Owen Pelly python, which are a rarity, and we saw rough scale pythons, the most venomous snake ever, the fierce snake, most venomous snake in the world. We saw that and the inland taipan, and we saw just... freshwater crocs swimming alongside goannas and turtles in the same cage. You know, they keep them well fed so they don't have a go at each other. And we basically just had the best experience ever at this Crocosaurus Cove. We got back to the hotel room and then we're sitting by the pool and we're just flicking through messages and getting back to people. And Emma McNeil messaged and... I said, yeah, we were at Crocosaurus Cove. And she's like, how big are those crocs, hey? Bit deer, but. Me and Jem have looked at each other and gone, we just walked in off the street and didn't
not
pay.
For us.
We thought it was the most.
Free. No wonder you thought it was so good.
We thought it was the most amazing thing ever. We just thought it was just a touristy thing,
the government's,
you know.
Put it all on for
we
you.
We thought that was the case. But it turns out we didn't pay.
So no one there to take your money, so...
Look, if anyone comes after me, I'd be more than willing to to pay up because it was just such
a
good...
Oh, it was worth it. What if it was no good? Would you pay then?
Yeah, well, see, I don't know. We had such a good time that it was
just
fantastic.
So how did you get, like...
I don't understand. There was no one at the ticket booth, which I realised was a ticket booth after we'd gotten the message from Emma. And even walking, this is what felt bad too, walking out of the gift store and every staff member that we saw there, we're going, this is amazing. Like, this is absolutely amazing.
You end up paying their wages.
And they're going, oh, thanks. You know, jeez Louise. I felt so
you didn't
bad.
Buy anything from the gift shop?
No, we walked through the gift shop and there was a lady there as well.
To get out.
Yeah, that's how they get you to spend more money with if you've got kids.
Yeah, well, fair enough, especially if you didn't spend anything getting in. No, you know, that's
we had a good
rich.
Look, but we didn't end up buying anything. We walked out and on our way out as well, just to the lady at the gift shop, we were just like, that was the most amazing thing we've ever seen. That was just spectacular. Thank you so much for having us in here. And, yeah, getting home.
You should get on TripAdvisor and go, oh, best... best tourist attraction in the Northern Territory. Best thing about it, it's free.